Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive Podcast. Today's guest is Jackie Hermes. Jackie Hermes is the CEO of Excelity, a Milwaukee, Wisconsin-based agency that helps software as a service, or SaaS, startups get to revenue and grow faster. Jackie is also the co-founder of Women's Entrepreneurship Week, an organizer for Startup Milwaukee's Emerge event series, a marketing partner and sponsor of Milwaukee's Startup Week, a member of the Golden Angels Investors Advisor Team, a coach and advisor at the Commons, and advises a number of early stage startups. Jackie is very active on LinkedIn and has an audience of nearly 50,000 followers, earning more than 1 million video views. In addition to her professional involvement, Jackie is an adoptive foster parent who continues to support past foster children, their families, and the community as a whole. A second time entrepreneur, Jackie sold her first business, a cookie company, in 2015. Before becoming an entrepreneur, Jackie worked at GE Healthcare and Xywav. Well, good afternoon, Jackie. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
So, Jackie, we're connected through the big social network out there, right? And going through your profile, you are the epitome of a go-getter. When did you get bit by the entrepreneurial bug?
It's funny. I don't know. I think I could look back and say I was a long time ago, you know, like even as a child, but I didn't ever think of myself as an entrepreneur or as someone who wanted to be an entrepreneur until really it was suggested to me by someone when I was working in corporate. I was working in corporate and I was probably like 24, 25. And I was happy there and I was good at the job and I was kind of ready to stay there and climb the ladder. And it was suggested to me that I try to go out on my own. And I really had never considered it until that point. I was even running my other business, the cookie company, at that time and still didn't really consider myself an entrepreneur. It was kind of like a side hustle.
That's awesome. A lot of people nowadays, I think more people than we know actually dabble in that market. You know, they all have mm-hmm. that entrepreneur in them. In fact, my wife has launched a few of her own and were successful. And it looks like her second one, she may be selling again. So it's been a positive experience. So thanks for sharing that. That's exciting. So right now you're the CEO and founder of Excelity. Can you tell us why you took this route in your journey?
Yeah, I actually started the company to get more flexibility. It was just me and I was freelancing at the beginning and I had a baby at home and I wanted the flexibility to be able to work where I wanted and when I wanted. And I actually, when I started it, I wasn't even planning on hiring employees. And then it got to be a year, year and a half in, and I started building the actual structure of a business versus being a freelancer or solopreneur. So my background was in marketing at a B2B SaaS company, and it seemed like a pretty logical next step to start a company based on that. And I don't think I even quite knew what the need was in the market that we serve. But we're still growing fast now. So it's been an awesome journey so far.
Yeah, I see some of the work you're doing out there. You're on video, you're very active, and that's what's really kind of caught my attention. But is there anything you can tell us about what you've planned with your company here in 2020? Any new services, offerings?
Yeah, we just restructured all of our services and kind of relaunched them. So we've been running services that have the purpose of building an audience and driving leads for B2B software startups. And we've been running similar programs for the last few years. And at the end of last year, our head of client services really dug into everything that we were doing to look at what's the most successful, what is not as successful that we're doing, and how much time we're really spending on everything to kind of repackage into services that make sense for a really small, or not really small, but a smaller startup that's kind of looking to get started. So outside of the repackaging, we don't have any new services or offerings that we know of right now. That can always change. You know, everything in marketing is kind of always changing, and we have our ear to the ground looking for what the next thing is in our arena so that we can test and, you know, launch new services all the time, really.
That's awesome. Again, I know you're busy because I see the activity, and that's just on the social media side. So good for you. So our audience likes to know what makes people, right? So what's the one thing that really drives you, and does that help or hinder you?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I was actually having a conversation with my dad a few months ago, and he said the one trait that he wished I didn't get from him is his kind of overworking and overcommitting himself. And I definitely, I mean, I saw it growing up and I've kind of modeled after that. And I think that that is something that drives me to keep going. But so it's funny, I was looking at this question when you sent it, and it helps me and it also hinders me, right? I take on a lot more than most people do. And I think it helps the company grow faster and it helps my personal brand and social media and all of that stuff grow. But it can hinder you too if you get too overcommitted and you wear yourself down or you take on too much. A lot of times when you're doing too many things, you can't do anything well. So a lot of times I get to a point where I have to look at everything I'm doing and say something's got to give and move things off of my plate to make sure that I'm not overcommitting and overwhelming myself. So that's what drives me, and it kind of does both help and hinder.
That's interesting. I think a lot of people have that work ethic like you do, and it can get you in a bind. It's great. It keeps things going and growing, but at the same time, you can overcommit, and before you know it, you're kind of burning the candle at both ends. So thanks for sharing that. So Jackie, last thing here on our Digital Executive Podcast, I make these short and sweet so they're quick downloads for folks on the go, but what advice would you give emerging young women entrepreneurs in this fast-paced world we live in?
Yeah, I think that especially women entrepreneurs that I talk to tend to start slower and think about what they're doing a little bit more and think through it for a longer period of time and take less risk. And I think that has to do with a number of different things. You know, it's not just women. It has to do with your background and how you were raised and all of that kind of stuff. But the advice that I often give is to get started and to get out and sell and see if you have a market for what you're doing. So be it a product or a service, if you can go out and start having conversations with people about what you want to offer and what you want to do and see, are people interested? Would they pay money for these things? I think that we, especially women, have the tendency to want to build and make themselves worthy of, you know, like being bought or having their product or services purchased. Whereas I think we should really be going out and selling before we build a lot of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that's great advice. And I do a lot of these short executive podcasts, Jackie, and everybody obviously has their own advice to give. And so this is great. Like I said, this is, I think, episode number 8, I believe. But we'll get a lot more out there and share. So I appreciate the input on that. So, Jackie, we're going to go ahead and wrap up. I appreciate your time and being invited on the show, and we hope to have you back soon. So it was great to have you. Have an awesome day.
You too. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet.